Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We are getting an update from Orion Resources, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol AU and on the OTCQX under the symbol AIRRF. We are chatting with the CEO, Matti Dalikka. Now, Orion Resources is focused in Finland. The company has couple projects, and one project that we're really going to be focusing on here that is a JV with B2 Gold. We will simply be calling this just the B2 Gold JV project. Within this project is the Helmi discovery. That discovery made last year, 2021. The company has continued to drill in and around that discovery, and that's where we're going to start with a news release that came out June 13th last week. Talks about some drill results that both extend the gold mineralization at Helmi and intersect a new zone of gold mineralization about 900 meters to the northwest of that Helmi discovery. Let's start off with the drill results focused in and around that Helmi discovery. The headline number, one of the best drill results in this release, is 2.44 grams per ton gold over a little over 43 meters. We also have some other long intercepts of 67 meters of 1.44 grams per ton gold, as well as a few other intersects in and around the 30 to 40 meter range, also around, let's say, 1.5 meters or 1.5 grams per ton gold generally. Matti, start us off by just explaining where these drill holes were located. Were these infill? Were these expansion holes from that Helmi discovery?
Sure thing. Hello, Corey and Chet, and good to talk to you again. So just a little bit background here. So we have now received results for the 17 out of 29 holes drilled during the winter season. And the results so far have been positive. As you pointed out, during the winter drilling season, we have intersected the widest and the highest grade intervals to date, such as you mentioned, the 2.44 grams per ton gold over 43 meters, which was among the results released about a week ago. And these recent drill holes, they were targeting both the down dip plunge continuation of the mineral zones, but also along strike of the Helmi structural corridor, as we tend to say. And you know, we got positive outcome from all of these tests.
Well, Matti, maybe just bring listeners up to speed on, you know, your 17 out of 29 holes into this that you've released. How do you think the overall 17 holes have gone so far? What kind of a picture are you pulling together about this Helmi discovery?
The Helmi discovery, I think we've done a rapid process, and thanks to our valued partner, B2 Gold, we are working together, and they are the operators here. So we have now intersected gold mineralization along strike length of approximately 1.3 kilometers. And we have only tested shallow depths. And more importantly, you know, the system is wide open. And if, for comparison, the 4 million ounce Ikkari deposit owned by Ruberg, which is one of the best discovery stories over the past years, is located approximately 1.3 kilometers to the east, just across of the property boundary, and this 4 million ounce resource is within approximately 600 meters of strike length. And now at Helmi, we already have mineralization at least along 1.3 kilometer strike length. So when we put all this together, this trend from Ikkari to Helmi and beyond, we actually have another prospect 7 kilometers away along the same corridor. You know, this is starting to look like something that we may be seeing the early stages of the development of the gold camp with significant scale here.
So, Matti, at this Helmi area, then, you mentioned Ikkari. Are you saying this is a similar system to Ikkari? And are you guys going to be moving towards a resource then?
In terms of the mineralization style, deformation style, alteration, what we see, Ikkari and Helmi looks exactly the same. And it is along the same structural corridor. So they are sisters, you know, very, very close sisters to each other. In terms of the next phases, you know, we still have 12 holes. We are waiting for the winter drilling, and we have also commenced the summer drilling program. So we are expanding. The system is, as I mentioned, is wide open. So we'll see how big it will, you know, it will grow over time.
Well, Maddie, in addition to the nine holes near the Helmy Discovery, you also put out five holes that were more scout holes. So could you talk to us about where those scout holes were and how far away from the Helmy Discovery they are and just what you're learning there?
Yes. So the winter program was focused on those areas which are on a swampy ground. And we also opted to drill a few scout holes on selected geochemical and geophysical targets. And one of those targets, what we tested, we intersected 39.3 grams per ton gold over 1.4 meters. And this is located approximately 900 meters northwest of Helmy. So it is indicating actually a presence and also potential for additional mineralization. And furthermore, within this new area where we have the higher gold grade, it is surrounded by a wider zone of copper, elevated copper grades. And again, I need to refer to Rupert Resources, and they have similar type of deposits also north from Ikkari, where they have copper-gold-associated mineralizations. And now we are on the other side of the property boundary now, joint venture side, and we are starting to see similar style of mineralization there as well.
So that high-grade result from that scout hole, almost 40 grams per ton gold over 1.4 meters, what kind of follow-up work are you going to have to do here? Because those kind of grades deserve follow-up. That's something that can get the market's attention.
Yeah, well, of course, we need to go back and drill some more holes there. That's for sure.
Well, and Maddie, you know, you still have 12 more holes to release from this Helmy area, but could you walk people through what kind of a drill program you have at maybe the other properties for the balance of the year, and what kind of drilling would you be doing at Helmy as a follow-up program?
Okay, so let's start with the joint venture plans. So we have a budget for $10 million for this year, and that includes 12,000 meters of drilling. Of that, approximately half has been drilled, and the second half is ongoing as we just commenced the, you know, summer drilling program. Then on our 100% owned properties, during the first half of this year, we have continued our systematic base of field sampling program and geophysical surveys, and we are generating a number of targets for follow-up work. And this all is in addition to those targets and existing zones of mineralization that we have already identified. During the winter season, we gave our diamond core drilling rig to the joint venture. As the joint venture, we wish to test as many targets on the swampy ground as possible. So, however, now we will recommence drilling during the summer season, and we will be drill testing several targets within our 100% of properties during the second half of the year.
Maddie, what's the budget for this summer program? And also give us an update then on what the cash is in the bank.
Okay, so the cash at the end of Q1, our working capital position was $21.8 million. So we are well funded for this year and for the next year, beyond next year as well, for all planned activities. The budget for this year, we are looking at roughly $10 million for our own properties as well.
Well, and Maddie, another thing we should probably mention is that back on May 19th, the company announced that you've picked up some extra land in the Central Lapland Greenstone Belt. This was something that you have kind of bolted on, I guess, some bigger Greenfields exploration target. So walk us through what the plan is on that new land package you just acquired.
Yes, so we acquired two permit areas from S2 Resources, which is an ASX-listed exploration company. These two permit areas, they were located within or surrounded by our 100% owned Risti property. So it made good sense to consolidate the land holdings in that area. And this was a simple deal. In exchange of to the permits, Orion issued 200,000 shares to S2 Resources, and there are no other conditions attached.
Now, what's the work program going to be? How are you going to explore these land packages? Obviously, it's early on, so probably surface work, but do you have an idea that you can share with us of what the early on exploration is going to be?
Well, it will be, you know, green. It is a greenfield property, so it will start with the surface work. However, now we need to first complete the transfer of the properties into our name, and then we can start planning and doing the exploration work in these properties as well.
Well, Maddie, we'll follow along with that as things start developing at those two new concessions. But on the other side of the coin, we should also mention that you took one of your properties and optioned it out to Strategic Resources in lieu of some more shares in the company. I guess walk people through what the value proposition is with the shares you now hold in Strategic and what they may be doing with that property.
Yeah, so Strategic Resources, it is a Lumina Group Rossbeatty-backed company focusing on developing vanadium assets. They have two vanadium assets in Finland, and one of these asset projects was acquired from Orion in 2019. And we now received the final tranche of shares as outlined in this purchase agreement. So now at the moment, Orion owns approximately 18% of Strategic Resources share base. Their main project at the moment is a brownfield project called Mustavaara. It's a vanadium iron mine located in also in Finland, which produced significant amount of vanadium in the past, in the 80s, and still have quite significant resource base left. So that has been the main focus of the Strategic Resources. And of course, we wish the company to do well, so it will create value to all shareholders, including us.
Are there any restrictions with these shares that you now hold in Strategic Resources? And to that point, any strategy? Are you just going to hold them? Are you planning on selling any of these? Can you give us a bit more insight here?
There are no strings attached here on the share ownership. Of course, we own a significant portion of the company, and we will be a supportive shareholder. And, you know, as I mentioned, you know, our preference is to see the company do well, so it will benefit all the shareholders, including us, in the future.
Well, Matty, just wrap us up with encapsulate what are the main things you want investors to look for the balance of 2022 with Orion Resources? What's the main news you want investors focused on?
Yeah, so it has already been an active year, and it's going to be an active year as well. We have still 12 holes coming, results coming for 12 holes from our joint venture winter drilling program. The summer drilling program has commenced, and Helmi discovery is shaping up to be of something that we are quite excited about, to see how big it can grow. In our 100% owned properties, we have been in a systemic way generating lots of targets for drill testing, and we will be drill testing a number of targets, including some of the regional work, but also aim to expand the known mineralized zones what we have in our 100% owned discoveries like Amarusco and not just areas as well. So it will be a very, very active year, and I hope that we are in the position to provide very positive news to our investors and those who follow us.
All right, Matty, appreciate the update. If anybody has any follow-up questions, please email us either fleck@kereport.com or shad@kereport.com. We'll follow up with some more news hits the market out of Orion Resources and also address any of those questions that you all send in. Matty, thank you for the update. Please keep us up to date on future news, and I hope that you have a great rest of your week.
Hey, thank you, gentlemen, and all the best to you as well. Thank you.